Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 today, verses 1 through 3. 2 Corinthians 3, verses 1 through 3. Paul says, "Are we beginning to commend ourselves again, or do we need, as some do, letters of recommendation to you or from you? You yourselves are our letter of recommendation, written on our hearts to be known and read by all. And you show that you are a letter from Christ delivered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts." What Paul's having to do, unfortunately, here is as much as Paul loved them, many in the church there in Corinth questioned his love and his motives in ministry. And that's what he's going to be dealing with here now. He's poured his life out for them. He's traveled. He's suffered persecution. He's had to say hard things because of his love for them. And he, as much as he's poured his heart out for them and he's reached out to them and ministered to them, there are those who are questioning his authority, questioning his role, questioning a whole lot about his love and his motives. And as I thought about that, I thought about the fact that, you know what, as much as Paul loved these people and did all this for them, and they questioned his heart and questioned whether or not he was for real, Jesus had to deal with the same thing. Think about what the gospel says here in John chapter 1, verses 10 through 13. He was in the world. Jesus was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, the Jews, and his own people did not receive him. Oh, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. Here, God made the world, he made mankind, and yet he shows up and they reject him. They say he's not who he says he is. He came to his own people. He came from the lineage of the Jews and Abraham and David and Mary. And so here he is, and yet his own people rejected him. Listen to what happens over in Matthew chapter 11. In Matthew chapter 11, verses 16 through 19, Jesus says, "But to what shall I compare this generation? It's like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their playmates. We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We sang a dirge and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is justified by her deeds." Jesus says, look, I'm going to describe this generation. It's like a generation, it's kind of like kids in the marketplace who are trying to get their friends to play with them. And they said, look, I'm going to play a flute and you dance, but they won't dance. Or, all right, then maybe you're not in a dancing mood. I'll play a dirge and you can beat your breast and mourn, but they won't do it. Why? Because we don't want to partake with you. We don't want to play what you're playing. We don't want to do what you're doing. And Jesus said, John the Baptist came, he didn't eat or drink really anything, and they said he had a demon. The Son of Man, here I come, and I eat and I drink, and you guys say, well, he's a glutton and a drunkard. You won't have anything to do with us. You won't have anything to do with me. Even though I reach out to you and I pour out my heart for you, I'm going to give my life for you, and you want nothing to do with me. In Matthew chapter 12, listen to verses 22 through 24. Then a demon-oppressed man who was blind and mute was brought to him, and he healed him, so that the man spoke and saw. And all the people were amazed, and they said, can this be the Son of David? In other words, the promised Messiah? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, it's only by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that this man casts out demons. Of course, Jesus goes on and explains to him, look, if demons are casting out demons, then their house is divided and they're not going to make it. Look what happened. Jesus came, healed this man of a demon, healed this man of his oppression from Satan. And the religious leader said, well, he's only doing that by Satan's power. They weren't willing to acknowledge that he was God. They weren't willing to acknowledge that he was the fulfillment of the prophecies. They weren't willing to acknowledge that he was the truth, the way, and the truth, and the life. And what about you? Has God opened your eyes to who Jesus is, yet you want nothing to do with him? Are you resistant because you know you'll have to give up control of your life and you don't want that, and so you'll just easily come up with reasons to say, well, he's really not who he says he is. Paul had to deal with that. Jesus had to deal with that. The Bible says we Christians who represent Christ and preach Christ will have to deal with that. But one day, folks, listen closely, at the end, when God separates the righteous from the unrighteous, He'll deal with that too. I hope you're on the right side. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.